the world has changed. The world is continuing to change. I don't know how far the pendulum's going to swing. I don't know how far it's going to swing back. I have shifting seas ahead, right? This is a navigation problem. What can I do as a practical matter to best prepare myself for whatever's going to come? And since I'm worried about the patent office, what I'm worried about is what I'm going to do in the patent office. Because if I don't have an allowed patent application, I never get to the courthouse. And for me, the best approach to handling this has been working through the USPTO guidance. It's been very helpful. It's been a useful tool. And it's something that I want to explore with you here as we go through this as our path. So I'll address not only ideas we pull from that for how we might draft our cases differently, how we might explore and expand those disclosures to have something that will give us the best chance to succeed, but also some ideas on both on from the concepts and the guidelines and also our experience interviewing a lot of cases in the office, including in 3600, on how we might navigate the ones that are already at sea and we're kind of stuck with whatever's in the disclosure we have now. So we'll start, and I'm going to move through some of this quickly. It's a long presentation, and we've already had some great talk on it, and y'all are experienced in this area, but what I'll say is the guidance that they've issued, the interim guidance, the supplemental guidance and examples, and this the updates and even the current pieces, I've got to tell you, I think they have been a very helpful tool. I know there are a lot of people that are concerned that, well, I don't think they did this quite right, I don't think they did that quite right. But what I'll say is, especially in the beginning, if you remember that chart that my predecessors just showed, where we had this long sea of no positive decisions in the courts, and you had quite a few negative decisions, but in most cases, I could distinguish the negative decisions. They were on pretty extreme cases that were kind of, I'm thinking of a number kind of cases, and we could say, I'm not that, but I didn't have a mind that said, what is okay? And that made it difficult to work with the examiners on solving these problems.